You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Welcome to another edition of Influence, the global podcast that shines a spotlight on the influencer marketing industry. My name is Gordon Glenister. And for those of you that don't know who I am, I'm a keynote speaker, trainer, and consultant in the sector, and published author on influencer marketing strategy. Influence is also a proud member of the Marketing Podcast Network, where you can listen to other amazing influencer and marketing-related shows. Now, in this special podcast series, kindly brought to you in association with LTK, we'll be looking at the world of fashion content creators. But before we start, please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast series just to make sure that you don't miss a future episode. And first up is Nadia Walker. And I began by asking her how she started in the business.
So my online shop is on LTK, which is the affiliate program. I probably started with LTK around about the same time I started doing Instagram in general. So I think I've been on there for about 5 years now as well. And I always just built it alongside my Instagram and my YouTube. People definitely come to us to shop. I think being on the platforms and being there for so long and listening to your audience, they really start to trust you and your recommendations. So I feel like the shop is very much a useful tool to say, hey, like over here, I have all the curated little things that I like, or whether it's to do with home or beauty or fashion, as I say, and they can go and look at the things that we've put there for them.
So what's the secret to your success?
From the start, I've always been very much building a capsule wardrobe, timeless pieces. I don't really jump into the trends too much. And being on LTK, you get to see your stats and like the insights too. So it's handy to look at what your audience are actually looking at more and what they're clicking on, what they are buying as well. So for me, it's always just been quite simple. People love like blazers and good denim and knitwear. And that's definitely where I think my niche is. And I know that's what my audience come to me for. So I'd say just like classic, easy to style. Everyone kind of owns something and can make an outfit from it.
What's fascinated me is, as opposed to the traditional shop where we just see mannequins and clothes on hangers, you're effectively modeling and styling clothes, aren't you? You're giving people ideas and they get to see everything together. So in a way, probably you're like the perfect instant shop. Am I right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think a really great benefit of influencers and this whole space is, as you say, people can go into a shop and they can like a jumper or a blouse, but maybe you don't know how to style it or only know one outfit it would go with. Whereas they can come onto our pages and see that we've bought the blouse or we've got something similar. And here's how we'd wear it in this way and this way and this way. You can do smart and casual, and it really gives them more kind of options. And again, coming from somebody who they trust and like their style as well. So I think it's just a really handy thing. And also people find the influencers that they resonate with. So some people definitely won't like my style and won't come to me ever for anything other than maybe they want to see my interiors, but not my fashion. Whereas there will be somebody out there that they resonate with and they can get all their tips from. So it's great. I think there's always somebody out there that the audience can relate to.
Why are people buying from you then and not from like Primark? What is it that's unique from buying from creators? What do they sort of get from you?
Well, first of all, I mean, I think it's the ease of online shopping is definitely a huge thing now. I mean, I very rarely will go out into a physical shop and buy. So I think the ease, I don't know, I guess it's more like we've become the shops in a way. So they come to us and want to shop the things that we've put together. And I think it's just, it's an easier way of shopping. And again, from the outside, like you get more styling tips, like different ways to wear things rather than just walking into a shop. And walking into a shop sometimes can be very overwhelming. There's so much stuff, so many things to look at, whereas we definitely just hone it down, show them what is nice. We can also show them things on, how they fit, the quality. And I guess, yeah, it's just easy for them to come onto our shop.
And you do an amazing job, I have to say. But how much are you actually selling? You know, we hear the stories of some fashion influencers selling out products in days, for example, sometimes even in minutes.
I mean, it completely varies for everyone, of course. As you say, some people will share a top and it can sell out in half an hour. Some people in 1 second. It just depends on the level of your audience. I say I sell a good amount. I don't really know how to put it into figures. I mean, it's definitely more than 4 garments. I think there's a big audience watching me and other people. And when there's that many people that come to you, I mean, especially on LTK is a shopping platform. There's nothing else to do on there but shop. So I feel like the people on there are there to shop and purely shop. And so therefore they're going to make purchases and they're going to browse. It's a virtual online store, I suppose.
All of this, of course, is online, and you've been involved in some pop-up shops I've heard recently, haven't you? So tell me more a bit about that.
It was crazy. Us guys, we're all very much inside. It's me and a camera. And then when it's then put onto the street and it's a 10-foot poster in a window of like my shop, it was just crazy. Such a cool experience. But I think the best part of the whole thing was obviously people that have LTK know what LTK is, and people that follow me shop the things that I share. But to have it out in the street then actually made so many more people aware of how to use LTK as a platform. So people could scan the barcode on the window, which would link to my shop, and there was a couple other creators as well. And so the public could walk past and just scan with their phones, and instantly it will take them to the app or the platform of LTK. And then it's just bringing awareness to so many more people that maybe wouldn't have known about it otherwise. And then also ran over a few days, but I did a panel there as well. So some of our followers came to listen and watch and ask questions. And it's just a really lovely kind of like community feel, especially after the pandemic as well. It just feels nice to be out doing that kind of thing again. But yeah, it was amazing. It was so fun.
That must have been an amazing opportunity for you and to physically interact with your fans and followers. So how much did you get to interact with them, perhaps on online on a day-to-day basis?
And it does feel so personal on one level, where we talk in the comment section and the DMs, and I have like relationships with a lot of my audience. But to actually meet somebody in person and have a conversation face to face and talk about all the things, because obviously there's common ground. They love what I share, which means I'm going to enjoy the things that they like. It's like a big group of friends. It's so fun. And we're all enjoying the same thing. So yeah, it was so great.
And did you find this during this process, the level of engagement went up because of this promotion?
Yeah, definitely on the LTK app. I saw my followers go up a bit on there, which is good, which shows it worked. It shows that people were then following and understanding and getting onto the platform more, which was great. And then on Instagram, I mean, a little bit, but more so it was just great to like talk to people in the comments, because they also shared the videos afterwards. So the ones that couldn't make it got to watch it, and then I could have a conversation with them about the panel, even though they weren't there. So I think the whole thing, just, I want to use the word community again, it just really felt like a big fun community. And yeah, it's great.
So my guest today is Nadia Walker. We'll be back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by LTK, the pioneers of creator commerce. LTK is the platform on which creators are now driving more than $3 billion in annual retail sales, with its content monetization and brand collaboration tools. Thousands of global creators come to LTK to grow their flagship creator shop, which you can discover on the LTK shopping app today.
Welcome back. My guest today is Nadia Walker. So Nadia, are you finding people are buying on price points? You know, are they buying in the July sales, Black Friday, Christmas, for example? Because we know in traditional retail that we have the annual sales. And how much, of course, is bought in during that period. And what are you finding people are doing? Are they buying from you based on price points and discounts, for example? Or are they just simply buying all year round?
So as you say, they do shop all year round often, which is a really, really good thing as well with what we do. We get discount codes from brands, so we're able to share discounts through the year. I say a discount definitely pushes the sale more, of course, but I don't, not having one really deters it that much. However, the Cyber Week period and this Black Friday period is the busiest time of the year, I think, for the, well, definitely for the shops and for us. that definitely sees a huge increase in sales over that period.
And do you do some form of pre-promotion? So if you've got a discount code coming up, do you trail this ahead of the promotion and upload your content on a specific day? Or is it more sporadic?
I'd say it's sporadic, but also some codes and discounts and collaborations, my audience wait for it. So for example, I work with Farfetch and I get a discount code from them maybe every 2 months or every month or so. It's kind of, it just depends, but there is always one kind of coming, you know? And that's my most asked question always is, when is the Farfetch discount code coming, or when's the next video? Because they know to expect a discount there. Normally, if I have a discount code for other things or not so much like a collaboration, I wouldn't really hype it. You know, I wouldn't say a Wednesday I've got something coming. I would just say, woohoo, discount code, here you go.
And are there any sort of standout collaborations that you've done that have worked particularly well, and perhaps why?
For sure, I would say the Topshop collaborations. Obviously, it's so sad that Topshop on Oxford Street shut now. But actually, it was my first ever proper campaign that I was ever booked on, and it was through LTK. So I feel like that's always held a really special place in my heart. It was the collaboration that made me think, okay, I can do this. And it was so organic too, because I'd shopped at Topshop my whole life, you know? So to be working with them was just such a crazy moment. And I don't think I'll ever forget that one. Farfetch, I adore working with. And then also Kérastase as a hair brand. Again, I've used Kérastase for years and years and years. So it's always really, I mean, I only ever work with brands that I do use and do love, but some of them really do stand out when it's just like, it's so exciting.
And presumably then a lot of this content is driven by photo shoots. And does that tend to be organized by you, or is that the brand, or a mixture of both?
It's a mixture. 90% of the stuff I shoot, I will shoot myself. If it's video, obviously I'll do it at home myself. And then if it's something to take a picture outside, I work with a photographer sometimes, but I also work with a lot of other influencers. We meet up and we'll get some mornings to shoot outfits and things. It just depends, really. Like some jobs you want a photographer and a little bit more professional. Other ones, it's fine to just pop out with your phone and keep it really casual.
And I have to say, I've got to ask this question. Where's the ideal location for a great photo shoot? Now, where's the best backdrop, do you think?
I really love Sloane Square area, just because there's gorgeous little cafes and there's more simple walls and there's white houses and all your kind of typical backgrounds. Notting Hill is amazing. I love it there. It's so beautiful. I feel like keeping your content just very much true to you. So if I'm out having a coffee, then I'll take a picture, and it works really well that way because it doesn't feel too like forced or unnatural, you know?
So I've got to ask finally, what's the future hold for you?
Well, I'd say just honestly, whenever someone asks me this question about my career, I always just say to build on what I already have, because I'm so grateful and fortunate to be in the position I am in. It was always a dream to do this as a job. And I'm just so thankful to myself and my audience that I was able to do that. Longer down the line, I would love to bring out a brand at some point, but I'm just waiting for the right thing because I don't know. I think I always thought I'd do a fashion brand, but actually I'm not sure if my heart's in it for my own brand. So I don't know. I know there's something else I need to get done. I'm just not sure what yet. But yeah, I'd say just strengthening what I already have and enjoying the process, I suppose.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today, Nadia. Thank you so much.
But thank you so much for having me. It's been great to chat.
So join me again on my next episode, and I'll be talking to London-based curve model turned content creator Molly Campsey. Thanks as always to my producer Neil Whiteside from Freedom One. And until next time, from me, Gordon Glenister, it's bye for now.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.